Washington, D.C. This is Warbird Radio.
Hi, this is Matt Jolly, and I want to personally invite you to join me the week of October the 3rd through the 7th on Warbird Radio Live. We're devoting the entire week of shows to the Commemorative Air Force. It's truly going to be a week you don't want to miss. CAF Week on Warbird Radio Live, October 3rd through the 7th. For more information on the CAF, just visit them online at commemorativeairforce.org. That's commemorativeairforce.org.
What a kick to be part of Warbird Radio with Big Band Jump, heard several times each week. I'm Don Kennedy, host of BBJ, inviting you to tune in, take off with Warbird Radio.
Hi, this is Mike Chilson, host of the RC Scale Builder Show here on Warbird Radio. If you're interested in scale models, join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern for interviews and the latest news and events in RC Scale. The RC Scale Builder Show here on Warbird Radio.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
Reminding you that radio engines don't leak oil.
They just mark their territory.
This is Warbird Radio. Tune in. Take off.
Hi, and good evening. Welcome to the RC Scale Builder Show. I'm your host, Mike Chilson, and we're glad you could join us tonight, whether you're listening live or listening via the podcast. We're glad you're here. Today is Tuesday, October 27th. I'm sorry. Did I say October 27th? October 4th. Man, I tell you what, it's been one of those days. Glad you're listening tonight. We've got a great show ahead. And a good friend of mine's visiting from Sweden, who's a member on the site. You all may know him as Sweeper. I'd like to welcome my good friend Goran Grenander from Sweden. Goran, welcome to the RC Scale Builder Show.
Thank you, Mike. I'm glad to be on the show tonight.
Oh, we're glad you're here. You know, we really like to do these spotlights on builders on the site, and it's great that you're here this week visiting and gives us a chance to get you on here at a reasonable hour while you're, you know, still awake.
I'm glad for that.
Yeah, me too. Folks, if you'd like to join in the discussion, you can do it several ways. First thing I would recommend is you go to warbirdradio.com, click on the Join Our Live Chat link on the right-hand side, and log into the chat, and it's interactive, and we're in there listening to reading what you have to say. So be sure and check us out there. Or you can call us at 478-787-4768 or email us at live@rcscalebuilder.com. Also, if you have Skype, you can simply Skype us at Warbird Radio. We'd love to hear from you. I'm sure if you have a question for Goran or a question about modeling in Sweden, or anything you'd like to add to the discussion, be sure and contact us in one of those ways. We'd love to hear from you. So Goran, for the folks that don't know you, why don't you tell us maybe how you got started in the hobby?
Well, I started way back in when I was about 10 or 11 years old, and I started with gliders. I started with very simple ones and advanced to more or less the free flight stuff. Then after a couple of years, I got out of the hobby for several reasons, and I didn't get back into it until in 2001, when I discovered that I still missed it. So I started to build and actually learn how to fly engine-powered models and RC. And then in 2004, I joined the RC Scale Builder. Mm-hmm. And on that way, it is.
It was all downhill from there, huh?
Oh, yes. Very nice downhill.
Yes, I hear you. Well, that's fantastic. You know, it isn't it funny how most of us, no matter what part of the world you live in, kind of have the same experience with the hobby. We start off as kids, you know, messing around in the hobby, and then we discover girls, and then you know, in our 30s or 40s, we end up coming back into it. It's kind of interesting.
Oh yes, it is. It's actually very common for every people in the world.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, look, you know, I know a lot of people know your threads on the site and some of the projects you've been working on. For those that may not know, why don't you tell them a little bit about maybe some projects that you have going on right now?
Sure. As most of us who builds, I have quite a few of them. The major one is the B25. It's a Ciroli 101 inches. Actually, it's the oldest one I have. I started it back in 2003. And, well, it's my, as I said, it's my long-going project. But I've taken it up again, I think it was about 1.5 months ago. The one I'm trying to replicate is briefing time. It's a B25J, and I'm trying to do the one that has been painted up in that color scheme of today. It's going to be an electric one because I like the electrics. It's so simple to handle, and it's clean. And the most important part is that it's very quiet. The thing I'm doing at the moment on that project is the riveting. That is a never-ending story.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how it is.
Oh yes. Yeah, it's amazing. You know how people think that once you get the airplane built, that you're almost finished.
Oh no.
Yeah, you're not even halfway there. You know, so
exactly
if you do it right. But yeah. Well, that's interesting. What else you got that going on?
I have a Catalina. It's a PVY Catalina that I'm trying to replicate as a Swedish Canso. Back in Sweden, we used to have three of those flying around. Mm-hmm. And the designer is Stula Snorreson from Iceland.
Okay.
And it's in 158 inches in span.
Wow.
Well, yes, it's quite big. That one is also going to be electric, and but it's on hold until the B25 is done.
Yeah. Well, I understand that. You've kind of made the move more toward electrics. You've gotten into some electric ducted fans also, haven't you?
Oh, yes. I used to build prototypes for a friend who has a small company that is called MBS RC Models.
Uh-huh.
He has specialized in Swedish jet models in 1/12 scale.
Huh.
And he has a couple of those that I have been building. And one of them I've built twice. It's my second attempt on it. And that's a Saab J37 Viggen.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to make some landing gears for it.
Oh, boy. That sounds like fun.
Oh, yes, it is. At least it's small.
You know, I didn't know this till just now, but, you know, Matt was messaging me while you're talking, saying that he knows the owners of Briefing Time.
He does?
Yeah, so we'll have to hook you guys up and see if we can make a connection there for you.
Oh, yes. I would appreciate it.
Yeah. So we got a question in. I guess you see it there on the chat. It says, hi, Goran, do you prefer EDFs or jet turbines?
Actually, I like them both. We have a new field in my home club back in Sweden where I can fly jet turbines. But still, EDFs, they are quieter and easier to handle. But the jet turbines, they have a lovely sound and smell.
Yeah.
So actually, I like them both very much.
Gotcha. Yeah. You know, that's the thing. You know, there's kind of a place for everything for different power systems. But, yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Well, what else? You got anything else going on in your shop? I know you're a man of many models.
Oh, yes. There are many more. I have a Vampire in 1/5 scale. Designer is Kerry J. Sterner.
Uh-huh.
I built it and maiden it, but I have a mishap at the maiden.
Yeah.
So I had to rebuild it. So, and it's finished and ready for a re-maiden, which will be later, maybe next year.
Gotcha, gotcha. Well, that's neat. That's neat. You've got a project over here too, don't you?
Oh, yes. I have to do something when I'm on vacation.
That's right, that's right. For you guys that don't know, Goran comes and visits me every year, and we spend a couple of weeks holding on, you know, hanging out in the shop and or going to a fly-in or whatever. And so he's got a project over here he's been working on the side. Folks, once again, if you'd like to join in the discussion, if you have a question for Goran, you can either hop into our live chat on warbirdradio.com. You can call us at 478-787-4768 or Skype us at Warbird Radio. You can also email us at live@rcscalebuilder.com, and you know, we'll answer your questions. So you know, there's a lot of ways to get in touch with us, so be sure and do that. Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we talk about this a little bit? You know, I've always found this interesting when you and I talk about this. Why don't you tell our audience maybe what scale, RC scale modeling is like in Sweden, as far as, you know, how large it is compared to the rest of the RC population there, and, you know, maybe what some folks are working on.
Well, back home, it has been a small part of the community, but it's just a growing, interesting. And most people, they start out with the ARF, like the EMS models or something like that. And then they fly with those for a couple of years, and then they get started to think, why don't I build one myself?
Yeah.
So there are a couple of guys who are just about to start new projects.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to it.
Well, how many scale builders do you think there are in Sweden, just roughly?
Roughly, I would say seriously interested, I would say about 30 or 40.
Yeah, yeah.
And then who are interested in general, I would say a couple of hundreds, maybe 300-400.
I got you. Well, that's pretty interesting.
Oh, yes.
Well, you know, another thing that's interesting, we were talking about this earlier, is, you know, there's a forum in Sweden for RC modeling. And you had posted, some pictures and a link about your B25 thread on RC Scale Builder. And we've got kind of a rush of Swedish members now.
That sounds good.
Yeah, which is really, really cool, you know, because we like to get as many people from all over the world involved as we can. And I know a lot of that effort is on your part, too. You're trying to talk to people about the site, and I certainly do appreciate that. I know you've got some close friends that are building scale models. Is there anything interesting that they're working on or about to start?
Well, I have a friend in my own club who is building a Tempest, a smaller one. Unfortunately, I can never remember which designer it is.
Yeah.
But that's one I'm looking forward to see.
Gotcha. Well, that's cool. Well, that's pretty neat. Folks, once again, if you'd like to join in the conversation or have a question for Goran, give us a call, 478-787-4768. Skype us at Warbird Radio. Email us at live@rcscalebuilder.com or jump in and join in the chat on Warbird Radio. Just simply go to warbirdradio.com and click on the Join Our Live Chat link on the right side of the page, and you'll be in the room with us. So, well, that's kind of interesting, you know. It's always neat to hear where scale modeling is in other countries. But you guys actually field one or two competitors each year to the FIA World Championship, don't you?
Oh, yes. We try to have a full team sent over to wherever it is each year.
Gotcha, gotcha. I wish we could do that here. You would think with as many people as we have in this country, we could send a decent team or a team, period. So we seem to be lacking in international competition, but maybe that'll change in the future. You never know.
Exactly.
Well, you know, one thing I like to ask all builders that come on the show is what advice would you give to new builders who have maybe, you know, put together a couple of ARFs and want to build a kit and want to get into scale building? What advice would you give?
Actually, I have one that I always tell people, and that is don't be afraid to ask those who have been into the hobby for a longer time.
Right.
They are always happy to help.
Yes, yes, that's right. There's a lot of resources out there. If there's not someone in your club that's doing scale modeling, there's all kinds of resources on the internet, including rcscalebuilder.com. And so, yeah, I mean, what about any other ideas for new builders?
Yes, when they try to choose the right project, don't get started with one of the more advanced fighters or that kind of planes, because they are too hard to build, and you will mostly of the times get tired of it.
Right, right.
Start with something simple and learn, and yep. And move on.
Yep, that's right, that's right. And you know, flying scale model is a little bit different from flying sport planes, so you have to kind of graduate up into the heavier stuff if you're going to fly those kind of models.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. So, well, look, I am so glad you're able to come on the show, and I really appreciate it. Do you have any final thoughts to kind of let anyone to tell our audience, or
not anything that jumps into my mind?
You're not going to tell them how good of a cook I am?
Okay, he's a really good cook. I think I've gained at least 2 pounds already.
Hey, Goran, this is Matt, the producer here. I have a question. Is it true that Katie really sleeps in Mike's bed with him? Is that true?
She sleeps on top of him.
I thought so. Okay, now the. My thoughts.
She's the ruler of the house.
Yeah, she's the ruler of the roost there. Yeah, Katie the cat. Yes. I thought yes. So. Well, that's good, Mike. Yeah. Now the truth comes out. So,
well, let me put this into perspective. Goran, who is laying beside you on the couch?
Katie, yeah. My
glad to hear it.
And I'm still alive.
Yeah, she doesn't like me, Goran, so that's good. That's good. Okay. She's a good judge of character, I guess. There you go.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, no problem. Well, folks, Goran, I appreciate you coming on the show, and appreciate you, you know, telling us what's going on in Sweden. So, you know, one question I have for you: what project down the road? You got any other projects down the road you plan on doing?
Oh, yes, I've got three of them, actually. One of them is a Heinkel 2119 in 1/6 scale.
Okay.
I like that one. I like unusual and pretty ugly planes.
Yes.
And then I have the Henschel 126 in 1/3 scale.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be a big one.
Yeah, that will be.
Yes. And then perhaps, maybe, I will be able to build the Saab B-17.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yes, that's my really, really big dream project.
Yeah, yeah. We have a question in the chat room from, they didn't put their name, but they want to know, do you fly Mode 1 or Mode 2?
I fly Mode 2.
That's right.
It's the most common one in Europe.
Yeah, yeah. He... you know, he's flown my radio before, so he didn't like, you know, try and roll it with the rudder. So, you know, I was happy about that.
It would have been a very interesting flight.
Yes, it would have. And Matt wants to know what your favorite kind of meatballs are.
The Swedish ones.
That's right. Good answer.
Yeah, there you go. I knew he was going to say that. Gordon, Mike.
That's right.
Favorite kind of favorite grits. While we're talking food, Gordon. Favorite grits.
All the different kinds.
Yes. Mike's grits.
Well, Mike's. You can sleep in a dollar.
So you're going to Georgia next weekend. That's going to be fun for you.
Yes, I am, and I'm looking forward to it.
I mean, are you really ready for that? I mean, that's going to be quite an adjustment for you to go to Max. This is your first time to Mac Hodges' place, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I don't know, Gordon. I mean, this is quite a lot that you're going to go see there. That's incredible, though. Well, good luck to you, and whatever Mike says about it, don't worry. It'll be fine. I'll call ahead and make sure they take good care of you there.
Thanks, Matt.
At Mac Hodges. So that's going to be great fun, Mike. I mean, really and truly, it's a field of dreams out there for you.
It really is.
To see that. And, gosh, it's going to be the perfect time of year. It's not too hot, not too cold. So I don't know.
We wish you would be there, Matt.
Gordon might move down here. You never know.
Well, you know, I wish he would, but, you know, he has this whole thing about a job and family, and I don't know what that's all about.
I know. Well, we'll see. Good deal, though. Well, will you let us know how it goes, Gordon? Will you call back and let us know? What you think of it? I mean, that's, you know, I mean, with 30 or 40 guys, we could almost charter a plane and bring every scale modeler to Mac Hodges one time. That'd be fun to do.
I've got to tell you a funny story. We went to pick him up at the airport. He brought an airplane with him as checked luggage. Okay?
Right.
He's standing there dragging this coffin behind him, walking out. It was really funny though. But
right, a week after something like that made the news. You know, I mean, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, so, perfect timing, Gordon. Well, we're glad you're on the show tonight. That's good fun, though. Good fun.
But you know, our friends at the TSA put a nice card in there saying that they had opened it up and inspected it. So
good. Yeah. If anything happens to it, you know who to blame now. There you go.
That's right. Well, super. Well, look, folks, we're going to take a little break and listen to a few of Matt's wonderful commercials. When we get back, I believe we're going to have Mr. Ron Berg up with a video review. So stick around. We'll be right back after these messages.
Live from Washington, D.C., this is Warbird Radio.
Hi, this is Matt Jolly, and I want to personally invite you to join me the week of October the 3rd through the 7th on Warbird Radio Live. We're devoting the entire week of shows to the Commemorative Air Force. It's truly going to be a week you don't want to miss. CAF Week on Warbird Radio Live, October 3rd through the 7th. For more information on the CAF, just visit them online at commemorativeairforce.org. That's commemorativeairforce.org.
What a kick to be part of Warbird Radio with Big Band Jump, heard several times each week. I'm Don Kennedy, host of BBJ, inviting you to tune in, take off with Warbird Radio.
Hi, this is Mike Chilson, host of the RC Scale Builder Show here on Warbird Radio. If you're interested in scale models, join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern for interviews and the latest news and events in RC Scale. The RC Scale Builder Show here on Warbird Radio.
Log on now to FightingColors.com. That's FightingColors.com for more on Gary Velasco and his amazing nose art. That's FightingColors.com.
Reminding you that radio engines don't leak oil.
They just mark their territory.
This is Warbird Radio. Tune in. Take off.
And welcome back to the RC Scale Builder Show. I'm your host, Mike Chilson, and we are back. What a great interview with my buddy Goran. He's a super nice guy. I always look forward to his visits, and we have such a good time. It makes me wish he did live here. So, but right now, let's say a big hello to our good buddy Ron Berg. How you doing, Ron?
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Well,
I'm not at home. I didn't hear the interview. How'd it go with Gordon?
It went fantastic. You'll have to be sure and listen to the podcast.
I'll listen to it later tonight whenever Matt gets it posted.
Well, hey, you got a nice video review for us tonight, don't you?
Yeah, we'll talk about it. This is another one of the offers from Aero Media. It's called Balsa Molding Techniques, and it's kind of a specialized process, but to give you a specialized result, kind of set up why this scale can be important to you. You know, when you're building these scale models, we got to try to keep the weight down, and everything behind the center of gravity is really, really hard to balance out on the front side. So that's where something like this comes in pretty handy. And the name of the video is Balsa Molding Techniques. It's hosted by a guy named Bob Hunt, and he also has a friend of his, Bill Orbridge, come in, and Bill is a national champion with U-Control scale models, and they show a picture of one of they show one of his scale models. It's a P-47, which is absolutely beautiful. But kind of in a nutshell, what they're doing is, you know, when we build our open form structures for these airplanes, we've got to cover them with balsa and then go over with a covering of some kind like fiberglass or something like that. And what he's suggesting is instead of gluing planks down and all the work that goes into that and all the glue of putting the edges together and all of the putty and stuff to fill in the low spots and to flatten it out, if you take your forms and build, say, like if you're going to build a turtle deck on a B model P-47, you take your forms, you cut some new ones, and then make a form with styrofoam, sandwich in between them, sand it down, shape it, and then use that as a mold. And then you build up a sheet of balsa that would fit it, get it sanded and get it ready where it's, you know, almost like finished, soak it in hot water, soften it, and then basically form it around your form, and then wrap it with an ace bandage to hold it in place and let it sit for a couple of days. When you take it off, you've got something that's going to fit your structure perfectly. When you glue it in, just a little light sanding, and it's ready to finish. He says that he's tried it different ways, and there's more work on the front side than the conventional way of building, but then you save so much on the back side. And you end up with a truer and more accurate structure. He said he shows also in there making a sleeve that will slide over the leading edge of a wing. And he said it gives you a true deform shape to your wing. He said it'll give you a better flying airplane, one that's easier control, more accurate. Basically a straighter airframe. And it's very cheap. It's like all the rest of it, Dale. It's $19.95, and you watch it, and you start getting ideas about other things where you could use it. It's really one of the better ones that they got, I believe.
That's neat. Yeah. Well, you know, you're just a cornucopia of information tonight.
Yeah, well, it's different. I'm on a Toyota soundstage tonight. I'm sitting in a parking lot at a restaurant in my Toyota.
Really?
Got my sound engineer sitting beside me here, Miss Pam.
Yeah?
They're doing all the good.
Well, Ron, I really appreciate you coming on the show and giving us a review of that. If you would, when you get home tonight, will you send me a link to that, and I'll get it up on the episode thread?
Certainly will.
We'll make sure everybody can get to that. It sounds like an interesting video, actually. So,
be careful heading over to Max next weekend there.
Hey, we are looking forward to it. I tell you what, it has been a fabulous visit so far. It's given me a chance to get into the shop, which I really like. It's an excuse to put everything down and spend some time in the shop. So it's a double great vacation for me. So,
that's cool.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Ron, and we'll be talking to you again soon, pal.
Take care.
All right. Well, that was Ron Berg checking in with us and giving us a video review on molding balsa. I'll get that info from him and post it in the episode thread on rcscalebuilder.com, so be sure and check that out. A couple of quick items. Site news. We still have site supporter renewals for fourth quarter going out this month. I think I'm up to the S's now, so we're getting close. Be sure and check out if you're a site supporter, Chad Veach's Hellcat plans are available in the site supporter downloads forum. Also, there's a new walk around up this month. It's part one of two CDs, which is a beautiful, absolutely pristine J3C Cub from Australia. And we'll be offering the first CD up in October, and in November, the second CD will be the download. So so be sure and check that out if you're a site supporter. If you're not a site supporter, be sure and go to rcscalebuilder.com and click on site supporter, and it will explain the program. And I believe it will be the best $20 you can spend in a year. So be sure and check that out. Also, upcoming events. Scale Masters Championships are this weekend in Fresno, California. Our good buddy Mitch Baker is heading out there to cover it. So hopefully we'll get some good pictures, and he'll post a link to a live feed out there on RCSB. Also, the Rally of Eagles is this weekend in Andersonville, Georgia, and we'll be heading down there. So if you're coming, be sure and stop by and say hello. If we don't see you, and you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be the place to be in the Southeast for sure. Also, the recommended site of the week, I found this cool site called J Aircraft. If you're into Japanese aircraft, it's an awesome place to start, with lots of information on walkarounds of various existing Japanese aircraft, and lots of info on all other Japanese aircraft. Also, if there's anything you would like to see or hear on the show, be sure and let us know. You can simply email me at live at rcscalebuilder.com. I'm sorry we've got a caller. That was my bad. I did not see that, Matt. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike. This is Ed.
Ed, how you doing, buddy?
City. I'm doing great. I came in here to look for Goran, and is he around?
Well, he's actually not on the air right now, no.
Oh, okay.
But
I just picked up the tail end of Ron's discussion.
Oh, I got you. Well, yeah, hop on. Be sure and check out the podcast. It should be up later tonight sometime if you want to listen to the interview. And he's got a lot of interesting stuff to say, so be sure and check that out.
Are you going to Scale Masters?
No, I'm going to be heading down to the Rally of Eagles this weekend, and that we've moved that from Navarre Beach, Florida, up to Mac Hodges' place. So,
right.
So we're going to head down there and relax and enjoy and do some flying. So, looking forward to it.
Well, enjoy yourself.
Well, you too. Did you have a good time at Bomber Field?
Yeah, we've suffered some damage from some wind that came up the weekend after. Yeah, we had a real good turnout, actually probably close to 2,200 people each of 2 days, Saturday, Friday and Saturday. Amazing for Friday. We had a real good turnout. Had, there was 167 pilots, about 200 aircraft total. And it was a good turnout this year.
Okay, well, super. Well, that's good to hear. You know, that's a great event, and I'm glad you guys have a good turnout each year. So, okay, well, thanks for calling in, Ed. I really appreciate it, buddy.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Right.
Talk to you later.
Have a good evening. Bye-bye. Let's see. Sparky, you should have emailed me that info, but I'll be happy to read it right now. Also, in upcoming events, we've got the USRA Race of Champions in the desert just south of Edwards Air Force Base on Rabbit Dry Lake starting October 14th and running through the 17th. Best day to come watch is Saturday. Planes flying in excess of 200 miles an hour. Wow, that'd be interesting. Well, super. Thanks for putting that in, Sparky. I appreciate it, man. Helen Griffin. Yeah, I didn't know you lived in Navarre. Isn't that wild? I hate we had to move, but the problem we had with the rally at Navarre, we loved it there, and it was absolutely the best place, in my opinion. But between the hurricanes and the Navy at Hollyfield, you know, like if there was a hurricane, the Navy would use Hollyfield as a staging area to put all the debris so they wouldn't let anyone in there. So we just were constantly fighting for a place to have the event. So we finally, under much duress, decided to move it up to Max. But I think it'll be a bigger event at Mac Hodges. So, you know, you may want to hop in the car and drive up to America's. I mean, it's not a terribly far drive for you. It's probably an overnight trip, but there'll be a lot of airplanes, and we'd love to meet you. So come on up if you can. Well, folks, I guess that's going to wrap it up for tonight. Matt, do you have anything to add, buddy?
Nope.
Well, that's short and sweet.
No, I don't have anything, Mike. It was a good show. I still want you to do a whole show on scale park zone P-51 Mustangs.
Look, you know.
What was that? Let me play the music for you. What was that?
I think
I can't hear you, Mike.
I think we need to start a show called Foamy Arfs for Matt.
Yeah, there you go. Foamy Arfs for Matt. Let me just say something real quick. Let me stop the music. I had the most fun the other night flying that thing. I've been flying it right in front of the hangar, and it's just a fun airplane to fly. They ought to sponsor the show, but seriously, it really is a fun airplane. And I don't remember who it was, but somebody said, you know, look, I've had them all. And I can honestly say this now. I've had them all. And there's something that's just fun about taking one of those out and flying it. I mean, you know, it's just as simple as it gets. And there's no mess to clean up. There's no, you know, it's not a $3,000 piece of machinery. You know what I mean? It's just an easy, relaxing airplane to fly. There's something to be said for that. I applaud Gorin for going the electric route.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I love my little Wildcat.
Yeah, it's just a fun little airplane. We ought to go flying with those one time. We ought to have we ought to try something like that. That'd be kind of fun to do.
So. Yeah, wouldn't that be neat? Have a warbirdradio.com foamy flying.
Foamy flying, right. There you go. I don't know about that, but that would be fun to that'd be fun to have, though. No, that would be fun. Get Dino and everybody up there. That'd be fun to do. So.
Yeah, I like Helen Griffin's comment in the chat room. He said, Park Zone P-51's natural environment is 6 inches off the deck.
Oh, man, let me tell you. There's a little irrigation ditch right in front of my hangar. And it's between where they're going to build the new row and where I'm at. And there is nothing better than coming off the top of that hill and into the ditch. That's where it's supposed to be, you know? You're absolutely right. I completely agree with that. So the lower, the better. So good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And you can fly it on a taxiway. That's what's so fun about it. I keep it right there in front of the hangar, you know? It's just a hoot and a half. So good stuff.
Yeah. Well, look... you know, how's the why I got you here? How's the L3 doing?
The what?
The L2. I'm sorry.
I thought that's what you meant. It's doing fine, Mike.
Too many airplanes to keep up with.
I actually have the logbooks right over here. They're about 8 inches thick, and I was going through it because I'm trying to get the annual wrapped up tomorrow. So hopefully, Skipper will be out there tomorrow to sign everything off. So I've got to calculate all the total time on the airframe and everything.
Yeah.
So doing all that tonight.
So what you're saying is if that gets put out of the way tomorrow and cleared and you get a bill of clean sign off on
clean
it.
Clean bill of health. Well, yeah, you know, it's going
to
be
then you can fly down this weekend to Georgia, right?
I wish. We got to go see Gary. I got to go see Gary Velasco this weekend. So I got to go see Gary and do that. So I've been a busy week.
Well, look, throw Gary in the airplane too, and y'all
throw Gary in the back, and we'll go down there. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
I hope it's signed off by Saturday. It should. I don't know if it will be. It should be. But you know what's pretty cool is that you know because of Warbird Radio, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I get to do some really neat stuff.
Sure,
and,
you do.
I am. You know, believe me, I'm like a kid in a candy store. You got to pinch me sometimes. But this week. Or last week, actually, last Friday, I called up Scooter Yoke and I went over to his shop. Now, keep in mind, you know, his father was working for Kelly Johnson at Lockheed Skunk Works when they were putting together, you know, SR-71s before they knew what that was. You know, this was still black ops kind of thing. And his dad was a metal worker back then. And today, you know, they've become the foremost P-51 parts shop in the country. I mean, they're the guys you call up if you want to have a, you know, the clamshell doors or the really complex curves. These are the guys that do the really high-end metal work. They did the work on Glacier Girl. They've done the work on all of the latest restorations that have come out that are really winning awards. I mean, these are the guys that do it. They're doing just made Tom Riley's top cowls, you know, with all the compound curves on the twin Mustang that he's putting together. So you get the idea of these guys. Well, I called them up and I said, you know, I got this little weld to fix on my muffler, and you know, oh, bring it over, you know, let's do it. So I drove over there, and you know, you walk into this shop, and I'm thinking, you know, these guys, you know what I mean, Mike? I mean, you know, they have so much work to do, and his dad took the muffler, wouldn't even let Scooter weld on it, and his dad goes over there and welds this muffler up, and it, you know, you have a moment, and I know everybody will appreciate this, but you see something like that happens, and you realize, you know, here's a guy at the absolute top of his game. I mean, really and truly, it's like watching, you know, Michelangelo sit down and paint. It's just incredible to see somebody like that at the absolute top of their game sit down and perform their craft. I mean, it's incredible. He had that whole thing fixed, and I have to say, it's if I ever sell the airplane, I'll pull the muffler off, you know, because I know he worked on that. It's just so neat to see that. So really, really cool stuff to see Scooter's dad work on. To think of the airplanes that guy has put a torch to is just incredible. You know, as well as to done metal work on. And now it's on the L2. You know, Gary Velasco did the nose art on that airplane. Scooter's dad did the muffler repair. You know, I mean, it's just been one thing after the other. So, you know, it's kind of a cool. That was kind of a cool experience. Yeah. I have to say that was a really neat experience last week. So, hopefully, this annual will be behind us here in the next few days. And by the way, isn't it time for your annual inspection show? Isn't that coming up?
Speaking of annual inspection,
I mean, it's
not usually
end of winter.
End of winter we do that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll definitely be having that.
So this is the takedown and start looking them over show.
That's right. That's right. Hey, by the way, I got your P-47 painted today. Finished it up. So I'll shoot you a picture of it over there.
Send it back, will you?
Nope. Too good of a flyer. No, thank you.
So. That's good. That's a good airplane.
I came out smelling like a rose on that deal.
I did. I did. Trust me. You haven't caught that bubble gum and baling wire yet, so.
No, I found it.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Good deal. No, I can't thank you enough, Mike, for all these years. It's been good fun.
Hey, we have a good time here on the show. I want to thank everybody in the chat room for hanging out with us and everybody listening. You know, this show's for you guys, so be sure and tune in next week. We'll have another great guest. And, heck, you know, also, we'll be telling you a little bit about what's going on in RC Scale between chewing the fat. So be sure and check back next week with us for the live show or listen to the podcast. Also, all the information we talked about you can find in the episode thread on rcskillbuilder.com under the RC Scale Builder Show forum. Be sure and check that out. And thanks for listening, and thanks to our guest, Goran. AKA Sweeper, and thanks to all of you guys who called in and also asked questions in the chat room. Be sure and stay tuned for more great programming here on Warbird Radio, and don't forget to always measure twice and cut once. Good night.